Welcome to 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. I'm your host, Peter Anderson. For the past few weeks, we have focused on what it means for Christians as individuals and congregations to be peculiar, different, distinctive, special, set apart. This week, we will take a pause and replay some episodes from the past. Today, we replay episode 27 from December 2020, Not Just Refreshed, Changed, Part 1. Psalm 23, verses 2 to 3. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Do you feel run down and drained of physical or emotional energy? Have you become cynical or critical at work? Do you drag yourself to work and have trouble getting started? Are you easily irritated by small problems? Do you feel misunderstood or unappreciated? Do you find it hard to concentrate? Do you lack satisfaction from your achievements? Are you using food, drugs, or alcohol to feel better or to simply not feel? Have your sleep habits changed? Are you troubled by unexplained headaches, stomach or bowel problems, or other physical complaints? You might be experiencing burnout. A survey conducted this year found that the number of Americans feeling burned out jumped from 61% in February before COVID-19 became a global pandemic to 73% as of May 4th. As work from home gets into its ninth month for some Americans, burnout from remote work is also rising steeply. Ignored or unaddressed job burnout can have significant consequences, including excessive stress, fatigue, insomnia, sadness, alcohol or substance misuse, heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, vulnerability to a range of diseases. While stress is a significant problem in the US, the rest of the world is not immune to its harmful effects. Stress is a global problem, with 91% of Australians feeling stressed about one or more important parts of their lives. About 450,000 workers in Britain believe that stress was making them ill. 86% of Chinese workers report feeling stressed. Job burnout, COVID fatigue, money problems, the crush of family responsibilities, personal health issues, the challenge of poverty. I could go on and on. There are lots of reasons to feel beat down, discouraged, drained. If you're burned out, stressed, or exhausted, you'd probably welcome the opportunity to be refreshed.
Today's top 10 list.
For today's top 10 list, we explore 10 ways to be refreshed.
Number 1.
Get outside and take a walk. Just 30 minutes every day can increase cardiovascular fitness, strengthen bones, reduce excess body fat, and boost muscle power and endurance. It can also reduce your risk of developing conditions like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, and some cancers. Mark 1 verse 16 says, "And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee." It was not unusual for Jesus to walk 20 miles in a day, according to some estimates. Imagine how many steps he could have racked up if he had a Fitbit.
Number 2.
Have some water. Water produces energy. It focuses the brain. It flushes out toxins. When you're parched, nothing refreshes better than a gulp of cold water. Research has shown that drinking water affects your mood. Even mild dehydration can cause irritability. Isaiah 55 verse 10 says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Water was designed to bring forth something from the earth, bring forth life from the earth. On multiple occasions, the Bible addresses the refreshing and restorative qualities of water. Jesus identifies himself with the kind of water that satisfies eternally. John 4 verse 14 says, "But no one who drinks the water I give will ever be thirsty again. The water I give is like a flowing fountain that gives eternal life."
Number 3.
Snack on some healthy foods. Mangoes, watermelon, pineapples, cucumbers, grapes, and berries are among the most refreshing, nutritious, and energy-boosting foods you can snack on. In Genesis 1 verse 29, we read about the diet for which our bodies were originally created. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." Not McDonald's, not Doritos, but some good old-fashioned fruits and veggies.
Number 4.
Get out in the sunlight for at least 15 minutes per day. The sun has the ability to inspire calm and focus through the release of certain hormones and their effects on the body. And there are lots of benefits to soaking up some vitamin D. Matthew 5 verse 45 tells us that he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. Sunlight is one of those gifts that not only reminds us of God's mercies, but also does our bodies good.
Number 5.
Rest. Napping for almost any amount of time has its benefits, even 6 minutes. Recent reports have shown that nearly 30% of American adults are getting 6 hours or less of sleep per night, and only 31% of high school students are getting 8 hours or more. The effects of sleep deprivation are widespread and are having a dramatic impact on public health, increasing the risk of disease. Psalm 127 verse 2 tells us, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep." God believes so much in rest that he commanded that we stop what we're doing in the busyness of life and get rest once per week.
Number 6.
Take a warm bath. It makes the blood flow easier. It oxygenates that blood, allowing you to breathe deeper and slower, particularly when taking in steam. If you take a hot bath, it can kill bacteria and improve immunity.
Number 7.
Put on a detoxifying face mask. Yeah, you heard me.
Number 8.
Breathe in or diffuse lemon essential oils.
Number 9.
Listen to some music. You know, there is some interesting research on the effects of meditation music. It's been found to decrease levels of stress and increase the probability of healing, including in cancer patients. Think about the soothing impact that David playing his harp had on the troubled spirits of King Saul.
Number 10.
Spend quality time with someone who can make you laugh. The Bible tells us that a joyful heart is good medicine. We will say more about being refreshed in tomorrow's episode. Father, thank you for caring about our well-being. Help us to find ways today to be refreshed. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.